Okay, I got your German grub right here.
Mark, does it strike you as odd that Udo disappeared and suddenly they're serving us this mysterious food called Udobraten?
Oh, relax, kids. I've got a gut feeling Uder's around here somewhere. After all, isn't there a little Uder in all of us? In fact, you might even say we just ate Uder and he's in our stomachs right now. Wait, scratch that one.
What country did this come from?
It no longer exists, but take her for a test drive, and you'll agree. Zagreb zlot again.
Hello and welcome to Put It in H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
You son of a bitch. Andy, how the hell are you?
Very well, Terry. Very well. And how are you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it.
Good to be back.
Oh, man, it's been long, right? So long.
Well, like a month?
Was it a month?
Oh, I don't know. Well, Jesus. We recorded our last one on the 12th. No, the 11th, because I literally went into hospital the next day.
And what is it now? The 8th,
yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, we did listen to... Well, I'll be honest, I didn't listen to them that much. The ones from 2011 that we were considering putting out.
They were rough. No good. Rough going. It would have damaged the brand if we'd put them out, to be honest.
Now, I have, you may have heard, crack open a Monster Energy Ultra Red today.
Oh, my God. Is it sugar-free?
It is,
of course. It can't be sugar-free.
That's what it says right here.
Look at it.
It says zero sugar.
Yeah, right.
But hang on. Let me taste it first.
It's like we never left.
Cool Pop.
Oh.
It's a Cool Pop. Would you like a taste?
No, thank you. I'll stick with my Citrus Clear. It's like the only place I can get it. The only place I can get it, man.
Let me ask you this. Yes. How was your break? Well, if you want to call it a break.
It was great. Had the baby.
Did you have the baby?
No, still it was still no baby.
Still a baby. Yeah. 11 months pregnant.
Really, coming on a world record right here.
I didn't think that was possible.
No, baby Bonnie.
Brilliant.
Of course, named her after Bonnie Bedelia, who plays John McClane's wife in Die Hard.
Not at all. Does Faye know this?
Not at all. It just popped into my head afterwards. I was like, that's her name, actually.
Perfect.
Yeah. But yeah, it was great. I hate the hospital.
Everybody does.
Yeah, no, but like, it's just people.
Which
I hate society.
Yes.
Yeah. Hollis Street.
Right there with you. Hollis Street is regarded, would it be regarded as a fairly upstanding hospital?
It's a Catholic hospital.
Ah. I went to the...
Pruddy
one.
Yeah. Well, Hollis Street is actually, they're building a new maternity hospital on the campus of St. Vincent's. Awesome. So it would literally be like right outside my office window.
Ah.
Yeah. So next baby, huh?
But so it's all gone good.
All gone good. Settling Brilliant. Into fatherhood with yes. Bonnie and Faye. We're back home and all. But I just want to go back. The staff in the hospital were amazing, but the people,
dregs of society.
My God! Like we went to be induced, and you're on the induction ward, and it was like. Really, it was so nice on Thursday morning, quiet, everything. Mm-hmm. And about 4 or 5 in the afternoon, two new people came in either side. It was one, I don't think she was having a baby, like as in she was really wasn't due the baby. And it was just,
what is she doing here?
Yeah, pretty much. I was like, she's so loud, and like, I'm like, she's not even being induced. And then the other one beside us, now her water had broken and all, but what burned my ass for lack
of... I love that expression.
Was, here I was, me. I was like, I'm going to go get some food, come back to Faye. So I was like, went down to... There's a chipper down on Pier Street. Went down,
nice.
Had my chips, but ate them on the way back. Came back, washed my hands, brushed my teeth, make sure that I wasn't stinking up the place for Faye. Or for anybody else, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 10 minutes later when I came back, I was like, oh, it's a fucking banger chipper off me. Oh, Jesus. Like, it's so smelly. Oh, I didn't get rid of it.
From my pores.
Didn't get rid of it. And then it was like, Faye's like, there after getting a chipper next door. And you could just hear them like burping.
Fucking
and I was like,
pigs.
Exactly. I was like, fuck's sake.
That is so annoying.
And then when we were in, you know, the whatever, it's not the recovery, but like when we had the baby,
yeah,
you know, everybody's wrecked and quiet. And it was like some people coming in and it was like, what, 10 people at their, you know, bed or whatever? Yeah. Like, I'm just like,
party
how many like... visitors was that for you today? 8 visitors? Like,
that was, I mean, it sounds kind of a similar ish. I remember when.
Lose my mind, I was like.
Like, it was like, it's like, it's all nice and all the time from the labor to whatever, we're just in our own room. Mm. Like, and then you're just wheeled into this fucking. Party house. I'm like, oh, I'm like, now I think we came in during like visiting hours. Yeah. I was looking around, I was like, is this where you were supposed to sleep, or where you're so, like, is this a joke?
Like, just everyone. I ain't laughing.
But
I was just,
oh. Yeah, that the whole thing, you'd be glad to get home.
I we were there Friday, it was when we had the baby, yeah. Friday the 13th, of course. Ooh. Yeah, it felt right the way everything was going, and then we got to go home on the Monday. But the Saturday and Sunday at times, I was like absolutely losing it. People, I don't know if it's just, it's an unwritten law now, but everybody just FaceTimes and doesn't have their headphones in. So it's just,
yeah.
They're talking loudly into their phones and then you're hearing a rah, 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 come back and you're like, what the fuck? Like, is this what it is now? Like,
how many beds were in the room?
There were six.
Okay.
Now, they weren't all full all the time.
Okay.
But it was like Saturday night I went home because, like you say, there was a fucking party going on in the far corner. I went home, there was 10 people there and I kind of had to leave because I was stressing myself out and I was like, I'm going to go over and say something. Faye's like, don't do that.
Just and go forehead to forehead with someone. Are you going to sign up to talk all fucking night?
You're going to get a bullet in your head. But she kind of...
Happy Gilmore. Like,
but she kind of said to me, will you go take a walk? You're kind of stressing me out. Like, and I was like, went and took a walk and then realized I haven't eaten in 10 hours. And I was like, I think I better go home. And then when I went home, I came back in the next day and there was a new person in the bed beside us, or two down. And I was like, oh, okay. And then she had her mom there constantly. Her other child was there. And I don't know what it is. They didn't tell the child, just like, shh, just be quiet. Yeah. There's other people there. He's dancing around. I know he's excited now, but it's just like, he's, you know, very loud all the time.
That drives me mental. Like, do you not have any consideration?
Yeah, that's for it. Anyone? Like, just like, the ignorance of
the amount of times we're anywhere, and I'm saying, John, you're like, all right, calm it down. Now. Yeah, there's other people here, or you know, or something like that. That's it. Like,
that was always with my parents with me, and it was like, okay, like you can go play whatever, but just make sure, you know, you're off. Like when they bring us down to the club, be like, go outside and play.
Yeah,
behind the cricket pitch or whatever like that. There, like, don't be running around the bar.
Yeah,
like,
there's people trying to enjoy it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Like, you know. Yeah. But otherwise, great.
Does it feel different?
Yeah, like when I had the baby there, I was like, why didn't they do this like 5 years ago? Like, or like, you know, what did we do before the baby? You
know? I know. It just seems like there's a line drawn between before and after.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's brilliant news. Mazel tov.
Loving fatherhood. Yeah.
Brilliant. And Christmas in general, was that all good?
A bit busy, if I'm honest. Like,
baby kind of stole the line right there.
Not even about stealing the line. The baby was like determining how the flow of Christmas. We would have been happy to have no visitors and, you know, just chill out. People wanted to come down and see. They wanted us to go down to them. All that good stuff. And look, it's very nice. People coming, dropping off food and everything like that. Like, but also, you're like, oh, tired.
Now, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
It was for that exact reason that I, like, because I felt the exact same way when we had Joni, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to give them a bit of breathing room before we come down and see. I'm going to let the dust settle.
I was losing my mind leading up to the birth when it was like, I text people saying, we're going in today. I will let you know what's happening. Yeah. I'm not going to be on the phone a lot. And then
people keep blowing up your phone.
Any word?
How
are we getting on? I'm like, I just said, I'll tell you when the baby gets here. Like,
I had a whole fucking thing of like, my mom Mom was all, you know, with us all through the pregnancy and all this, helping us out and driving us all these places. She wanted to be the first one to see her, but my dad and Debbie were closer, and they were going to come in. And I was like, I'm there, I'm fucking stressing out about, like, there's going to be some issue with, like, some sort of, you know, social thing, and I should be actually, you know, all this. Exactly. So there's just bollocks, so much of that just coming.
But it's settled down nicely now. Nice. So, and, like, I'm off work till next Wednesday.
You son of a bitch.
So, yeah, that's me.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's just kind of very much now getting out for walks. You can take a bit of a breath and now. Enjoying it, yeah, you know.
Brilliant.
Yeah, well, great.
I'm glad to hear it, Terry.
Thank you, Andy.
Now,
if we can get on to serious
Christmas. We can get on to my Christmas.
Yeah, how was yours?
Terrible.
I heard you were unwell from you.
I was sicker than I'd ever been.
Why? What happened?
I felt like I woke up in, like...
Dead.
Yeah, like, I felt like... I never had a flu this bad.
With an actual flu, though?
I don't know what it was. Yeah.
But, like, were you puking?
No.
And it wasn't the flu, mate.
Or whatever it was. But it was something. Are you going to open that through the entire story?
Now you know how it feels.
By the way, are those nuts?
Yeah.
You can't eat those on the mic. Did you listen back to the last episode?
No.
It was repulsive. Every time you went for those nuts, I was trying to edit it as much as I could. People, I'm sorry. I did the best I could. Chocolate, no problem. I'm going to have to veto those nuts.
I'll eat them before next week's episode.
I meant to say that to you before we started recording, but I just clocked them.
I almost choked on that chocolate. I hope you're happy.
Now, yeah. Anyway, the flu turned into a bit of a chest infection, which I still have. I will be coughing.
Yeah.
And it was just, I felt like I woke up on, what do you call that other side in the Stranger Thing?
Upside down?
Yeah. I felt like I woke up, but it was like that. Kerry was just as sick as me right beside me, but we had, like, Joni.
Get that into you there.
I got my Monster, thanks.
No, but have a little taste of that. That'll be good for your throat.
Oh, I thought you were just pouring me the regular one.
No, that'll be good for your throat. There's lemon and lime in
it's
there.
It's lemony. I've been chomping on the old raspberry and peach soothers. Remember those back from Centra?
Yeah.
Used to have them all the time. Rotten. Anyway. So apart from all that, I was getting real stressed out because I was like, there's nothing happening with the house. The house looks like a fucking kip because, like...
You two are sick, like...
Yeah, but the new house looked like kip. Like, it was just...
That's what I mean.
Yeah, wallpaper was on the ground. Like, there was fucking... Like, it looked like a bomb hit it and nothing was getting done. And this was the time that we'd allocated to get a huge amount done. But then we got better. We went on that web doctor thing,
right?
Just for the antibiotics. I didn't get them. Kerry did get hers.
So what? You just say?
Just said how I'm feeling. But like, I couldn't describe really. You know what I mean? How do you describe how sick you feel? I could best. So eventually, the doctor was just like, "I'm just going to go through the symptoms, and you tell me if you have it." I was like, "Fine, yeah." And then didn't give me antibiotics. Gave Kerry antibiotics. But you know that women can sort of blag a bit more than me anyway. I can't blag at all.
You've got no game.
I was like, well, maybe I could, what I'm feeling a bit better.
Any stern look, are you sure you're sick?
Yeah, I immediately feel like I'm trying to pull the wool over someone's eyes. But anyway, so then we got to the house and we got loads of shit done with that, so that's good. So I should be in the house in about 2 weeks.
Did you get that nice for Christmas?
I got a very nice record player.
Ooh. Yes. Have you any records?
I have some records. They're fucking expensive.
I know. It's a real gift thing, unless you're going to go second hand.
There's a great record store in Arklow called Beat That, which I got Rod Stewart's Night on the Town, £3, and Billy Joel's, I don't know, 50-something Street album, £3. Mm-hmm. Best of the Birds. Got it for £10. A few things. I have David Crosby's one, Lad in Here. Gave it to me for a Chris Kindle.
Nice.
So I have that, and I have Dark Side. And I have
which
a few.
David Crosby?
I can only remember my name. Yeah. I have Joni Mitchell. So I have a few good ones.
Do you not think a better title would have been If Only You Could Remember My Name?
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's better.
And he's got a bitchin' documentary out called Remember My Name. It's supposed to be great, But I haven't seen it. Yeah. But I'll tell you...
Shocker.
I'll tell you what I have seen, Terry. Hit me. And that's a bunch of movies and shit. Now, I'm going to get through... I've seen a few here, so I'm going to just...
Hopefully I've seen...
You've probably seen all of them, and you can tell me the director of photography's firstborn's name. But anyway.
Little Aldrich.
I'll start with one that I know you've seen because you recommended it to me.
Yes.
Good Time.
Oh, yes. Did you have a good time?
You know what? I did like
it. Yeah. Fucking awesome, man.
I liked Robert Pattinson. Your man, the other guy, the guy with learning difficulties.
Oh, yeah. He's one of the directors.
Yeah. I've seen that.
He's brilliant, though.
Was that full on acting? Because he really looked like he, you know.
No, that's full on acting. Yeah. Like, but yeah, he's brilliant, isn't he? Like,
it was good. I really enjoy Robert Pattinson, if I may say.
I fucking think. He is. You know what's great about him is, like, he's done his Twilight. You know, he did all those, whatever.
Just put in his time.
Fucking seven of those, made him a megastar. Yeah. And now he's like, okay, I want to just pick, David Cronenberg.
Yeah.
You know, fucking.
And I've seen him in interviews, and he seems just fairly down to earth and cool. Yeah. Like, you know.
I think Good Time is fucking deadly. Like, those guys, they have a new film out, Uncut Gems.
I seen Limmy was tweeting about it, saying it was very almost Curb-like, but like in a
Here's my take on Limmy now. I don't like what he has to say anymore. Like, stick to the comedy. I don't like it. Like, I guess that's the point a lot of them are thinking. Like, that's the point, I'm sure. But I'm also like, ugh, like, you know?
Well, that's a shame.
I love his sketch stuff. Like, you know, but I'm just like, ugh.
His streams not are great as well. Just 4 hours of a truck simulator. But
Good Time, like, is like, anytime somebody asks me for a movie on Netflix, I'm like, watch Good Time. It's 90 minutes. It's Robert Pattinson running around New York being a fucking scumbum.
Yeah.
For pretty much like the whole time. And it's just
now. I did like the first half more so than the second half. By the end, I was kind of like, I was like, is this...
The end is just, it's spiraling and spiraling and spiraling. And it's just him and his position of being a white male taking advantage of everybody else.
And it's
fucking brilliant. Like,
it was good. I enjoyed that. Kerry enjoyed it as well.
I can't recommend, if you liked that, right? Uncut Gems is like that again,
right?
But different. It's Adam Sandler. Fucking playing.
Oh, is that the thing that I keep seeing where he's like, this "Oh my god, I'm gonna come!" Like,
yeah.
I just keep seeing the meme. I don't know what it's
this
from.
This is how I win. Yeah. You know, and like, that's the movie. It's by the same directors.
Right.
It gave me a shitload of anxiety watching it because you're just like, stop, don't do it, stop doing this, and it's he plays a jeweler, and he basically he gets this rock, this opal. That like he plans to sell for like $1 million at auction, but in the meantime he's borrowed $100,000 to buy it, and essentially that's off mobsters and he owes money all over town. But he's a compulsive gambler, so it's like but he has this massive gaff in like Long Island or whatever, and it's like people are giving him because he has a safe. It's like, oh, mind my piece of jewelry, and he like take it. And he's like, okay, go to another jeweler. He's like, how much can you give me for this? They're like, 25 grand. He's like, okay, here's what you do. Give me 25, hold on to it till Friday. I'll have 25 back for you on Friday. You can give it back to me. Mm. Takes the money, goes straight to a bookies, and starts what we would talk about, like being, you know, a 6-bet accumulator.
Yeah.
But for basketball. And he's like, so I want him to win the tip off. I want him to have him points, rebounds, whatever, you know, halftime. Like. Yeah, exactly. Halftime, all this stuff. And you're watching him doing all this. He's just constantly like, I don't know, it's constantly escalating, and you're like, oh my god.
Stop it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what are you doing this to yourself for? But he's brilliant in it.
I have to say, one of the benefits of now having the mortgage is that I can gamble online again. €5 a month. But I was worried about doing
it. €5 a month?
Probably about maybe a week. But
I spend €5 a week.
Oh.
My lotto and my €1 accumulators in the bookies.
I've come so close to some accumulators. Like, speaking of football, very, very briefly, I've loads of movies to discuss. Yeah. I am killing it in the fantasy football. Currently top of the Put It In H League. I'll leave the code to join the league in the description wherever you listen to this. So please join us. I am in the top 0.3% in the world, Terry.
And yet... This guy right
here. You beat me last week. Yeah. I'm still top of our league.
I don't care, man.
We can go tit for tat on that one. But I was worried.
In the draft.
I knew you'd be delighted as well. I could see you just going,
man, I fucking nailed it. What else have you been watching?
True Memoirs of an International Assassin.
Is this Kevin James?
It is.
Oh. And I mean, love Kevin James.
I mean, it's exactly what you would think from a Kevin James movie.
Good?
Terrible. it was not great. Your man Andy Garcia is in it.
Big get.
His love interest was
another smoking hot woman.
I don't know her name, but she
so
was impossibly hot. Right. But she was some sort of badass assassin as well. It was what it was. Mm. You know, it was 30.
It's Netflix.
It was an hour 30 or whatever, and it was easy watching. Now,
I got to send you something when we're finished here. Because some guy wrote a fan script for Grown Ups 3.
Oh, Jesus.
It's fucking deadly, man. Really? The script is... I've only started reading it. I'm halfway through it. And it's like... Essentially, they're filming Grown Ups 3. It's Sandler, Spade, Rock, James, and Schneider. Oh, yeah. And then it
Schneids.
And two scenes into it, it cuts. And they're like, actually... the script is about Adam Sandler, Chris Rock, David Spade, Kevin James, and Rob Schneider. And like one of the crux of it is like, Rob Schneider's like, why'd you leave me out of Grown Ups 2? So Sandler decides to like, we need to get back to be friends again. He takes him to this like remote lake house. And then it starts devolving into like a horror film.
Deadly.
It's fucking deadly, man. I'm loving it.
They should just do that.
I was like, your man wrote at the start, was like, I have not been asked to write this. I have no involvement. He's like, please don't think that I am making fun of any of these Adam Sandler films. He's like, I love watching them and all. I just, this is my like love letter.
My take on it. Like,
but it's really good.
I would love to watch that. I haven't seen a good horror in a while.
It's not even a horror.
I know, but yeah. I turned on Inception again.
Yeah. It's a tough one, isn't it?
I turned it off. I wasn't that in the mood to begin with. And you know what struck me?
None of them are likable. No. You don't root for any of them.
And it struck me as like, this is what people in 2010 thought was cool. You know what I mean? And I never thought I would look at something and say, oh, that's so 2010.
Did you see Dunkirk?
No.
That's like, that to me signifies where Christopher Nolan is now. Where it's like, in 2010 he's doing all this flippy, weird camera stuff. And like Dunkirk,
Video Inception?
Yeah. Oh, okay. And Dunkirk, it was like he does it at like three different times.
Right.
The whole thing is happening. So it's like the plane is like 1 hour out. When they're on the land, it's like 1 week out. And
it's supposed to be very good, isn't it?
It's very good. Yeah. I think that's just because you said like that's what was cool in terms of like all this.
That was all the rage.
I think that thing that he's kind of figuring it, what I like about him is he's always trying to figure out new stuff.
Yeah.
But like that sort of, okay, well, what about this if I try playing around with time a little bit rather than space, you know? But Dunkirk is definitely worth
it. Christopher Nolan be in the top, the elite directors these days?
He's very much
sought after directors in Hollywood.
Event cinema. Like, you know, that Dunkirk made. Like, for a film about whatever, a small piece of World War II, like, it made fucking 500 million. Like, it was selling out, you know, theatres.
Starring Harry Styles as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, not many. Like, Kenneth Branagh is the big name. Cillian Murphy is in it for a bit. Like, all these characters kind of come and go. Harry Styles isn't even in it, like, that
really?
Much. Your man from that Bandersnatch.
Bandersnatch.
He is primarily the main character, I guess.
That was shite, actually.
Yeah, terrible. But anyway, sorry.
Now. I've got a movie that tops a lot of them.
Oh, I know what it's going to be.
What?
Baba Yaga.
What?
No, Baba Yaga.
I don't know what that means.
John Wick, mate.
No.
Oh.
I did see John Wick 3, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I enjoyed it.
Okay.
I didn't love it the way you loved it.
Oh, I love all three of those movies.
It was too... You know what it was? It was like... Sometimes I'm looking at it thinking, wow, he looks great. And then there's other times I'm looking at it and I'm like, ugh. But now, like...
He's in his 50s, like.
Yeah, I know. But there were certain, like, the
action... You look better than you do now.
Excuse me? What did you say? There was a few times in it where I'm like, the action scenes were spot on. There were so many kills where I'm like, yes! Out loud, just like, yes! But then there was other times where, like, he's just getting up slowly. And, like, the guy's just standing there, And then like he's got his arms by his side, and he's just getting punched. I'm like, why isn't he defending himself like he was 30 seconds ago with all this fucking?
Because he's tired. Those three films are set over 3 days.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, like it's literally the first film ends, and the second film picks up right after the first film ends.
Okay.
The third film picks up right after. I was wondering
why he was on the run.
Yeah. You fucking moron.
But I tell you what, another movie.
I know what it is now.
What?
Ip Man.
No. Stop guessing. Let me get to the movie. I watched a Disney movie that I hadn't seen before, and it is now shot straight to the top.
Okay.
It is Moana.
Oh.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I really liked it.
I fucking loved it.
Was it because of The Rock you loved it? Or
partly. I loved everything about it. I have been blaring the soundtrack in my car.
You have Joni with you there. It creep.
Gets me an in. Yeah. But even when she's not there, I was blaring it on the way to work this morning.
Here I go.
No, that's the wrong lyric. But you know what it was? Because every time we were in the house doing renovations, we just had that soundtrack on all the time. Joni was watching it all the time. But like, it's great. Like,
that's good.
I wish I'd have seen it before we did our Disney episode, because the songs in it are amazing.
I completely forgot about it, to be honest. Like
the story, all about fucking...
Yeah, it's like, all great. It's good.
She's kind of clumsy. It's not all about, like, you know... And you'll probably find this when you start reading stories to your daughter, but, like, the amount of stories that end with, like, and she found the prince, and they were kissed and happily ever after, whereas this is a bit, you know, it's
well, no,
totally
she's
different.
Independent woman, yeah. Like, you know.
You know, and The Rock, obviously, is great. You know what I like most about The Rock in this?
Go on. I don't really like The Rock.
Come on!
Something off about that guy.
Like. There is something off about him, but we don't talk about it.
Exactly.
Just happy to be here, guys. His song is great.
What can you say when you're welcome?
You're welcome. You're gonna get wrong.
Whatever, like.
What can I say except you're welcome? For the tides, the sun, the sky. Hey, it's okay, it's okay. You're welcome. I'm just an ordinary demigod.
But I think what I like most about it is just imagining The Rock in the studio just jamming out, like.
Oh, I hate that, like.
And your pal, isn't it? Jermaine Clement.
Yes, sir.
As Tamatoa. Great song.
A giant crab, right?
Yeah, song.
It's like, is it like Bowie?
It's really Bowie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scrub the deck and make it look shiny. I will sparkle like a wealthy woman's neck. Just a sec, don't you know? Fish are dumb, dumb, dumb. They chase anything that glitters.
And I didn't realize he did that song, Goodbye Moon Man.
Oh,
in Rick and Morty, because I found him on Spotify, and I was like, oh, you did that too?
There's loads, like, you should actually watch Flight of the Conchords.
I know, I generally don't like musical comedies, but, you know.
I tell you what.
I do like that.
Speaking of Jermaine Clement.
Yes?
I've watched a load of movies, obviously, with the night feeds and stuff with Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a great time to catch up on stuff. But I watched Jojo Rabbit. Now, I say speaking of Jermaine Clement, I say that's very tangential because he is from New Zealand, and the guy who directed Jojo Rabbit is Taika Waititi, who has starred in a lot of films with Jermaine Clement, is also from New Zealand.
Is this like 6 degrees of separation?
No, it's like 2 degrees of separation. But it's I don't know if you've seen it, it's the one about the little boy in Nazi Germany and his imaginary friend is Adolf Hitler.
I have not seen that.
Oh, it's so fucking good, man. It is so... Here's why. One, it kicks off with him and Hitler having a conversation. And I don't know why. I found this as funny as anything I've seen in a long time. It's like, he's like psyching him up to go to like Hitler youth camp.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, just give me a Heil Hitler. And he's like, Heil Hitler. Like, no, just have fun with it. And it's going back and forth. And then it's like, Heil Hitler, Heil Hitler, Heil Hitler. And he just like runs out of his house like, yeah. And then they kick into the Beatles playing in Germany, in German, playing I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Come give me a dine.
Yeah.
Come give me a dine.
Come give me a dine. Come give me a dine. All the best ocean should be ideal. I was like, oh my God. And it's such a weird mix of like, obviously it's satire because it's a funny movie about life in wartime. It's at the end of World War II.
Yeah.
but it's so sweet, like, has such a heart to it, like, it's brilliant.
Is it on Netflix?
No, it's, you can get it. It's part of the screener season, you know the way.
Oh yeah.
So it'll be up for all the Oscars or whatever this year, I'd say.
I did. That kind of reminds me of The Death of Stalin.
Did you watch it?
I watched a bit of it.
I love that movie.
You know what? It seemed like it was genuinely good. It wasn't the right time.
Yeah, I think if you go back when you're, it's Alan Partridge esque. You know that kind.
That's
of...
That's what I was saying. I was like saying to Kerry, I was like, it's directed by Armando Iannucci, yeah. And she's like. Am I supposed to know who that is? I'm like, have you ever heard of fucking Alan Partridge?
I don't know, a little man called Alan Partridge, Alpha Papa.
So what else have you been watching?
What else? I said Uncut Gems. Mm-hmm. I watched, it ties into our episode, if we ever get there, quite nicely, Doctor Sleep, the sequel to The Shining.
There's a sequel?
Oh, yeah. Sequel book, and they've done a sequel movie. Very good. Oh. Ewan McGregor plays grown-up Danny Torrance, you know. Yeah.
All right.
Excuse me.
Oh, my God.
I thought it's by the guy who did Haunting of Hill House, Oculus, you know.
Sold.
This guy, Mike Flanagan. He's
just new then.
Yeah. It only came out last year. But he's the new... I'll tell you where to get all these movies off
Mike.
I actually sent you the link for it loads of times.
Yeah, but it's on my phone, though. Yeah. Send me, email it to me.
That's still on your phone, huh?
I don't know.
Very, very good. It's they do a great job of like establishing the world really quickly in that.
Yeah, good.
It's like... It's not even about the... the hotel or anything like that, like, you know, it's about these other group of people that have The Shining, whatever, but what they do, they're kind of like, for lack of a better term, vampires, in that like they feed on the souls of children who have The Shining. So like they find somebody that has The Shining, they go, and this group of like this family of vampires feed on them.
I love the sound of this.
Yeah, it's fucking deadly. Well, it's a bit long.
How long?
215 to 220, but
fucking nerve for these, you know, directors.
I did not notice it. It doesn't seem long because there's enough going on with it. Like, there's always something going on in terms of Danny and his trauma, some new characters, and it keeps cutting off to the bad guys when they're up to picking their victims out or whatever. So it doesn't drag. But I put the proclaimer really there.
Bugs me though.
And I try.
Why is the? I'd love to see a graph of the average movie time throughout the decades.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Because I mean,
I think the best ones can make it lean and mean and get out. Like Dunkirk, we're talking about there, is like 90 minutes or you know 90 seconds. It's his shortest film, and he does so much in it. Yeah. Like if you can do a film like that, that'll get you in and out.
I think even with Scorsese and The Irishman, I'm like.
That's 3.5 hours. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's mental. Yeah. Like, but like even like 2.5 plus, it's like make it shorter. You know what I mean?
I take it you haven't watched Tarantino's latest yet.
No, but it's out for sale on DVD. Like it's in some fucking bargain bin. What's the story? I'm in Tesco and I'm seeing it there for £12 on sale. I'm like,
get on Blu-ray, mate.
Yeah, but like, why is it out on DVD so quickly? It seems very.
It came
quick.
Out in the summer, like. It came out in August. Quick. That's 5 months, 6 months now.
Can I hit you with just a couple of very quick ones before we get into this episode?
I have one more topic. Okay. After you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I've been sort of into the old Kung Fu movies these days. And I watched a couple of them. I watched Enter the Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine. You know. It's fine. It was good. It's kind of, you're watching a bit of history.
It's amazing for what it was at the time.
Yeah.
I know. I've watched
Bloodsport.
Oh, awesome.
Enjoyed it way more. I didn't realise. They were the only two that I watched, and the bad guy is the same guy in both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucking ripped.
My favourite thing about Bloodsport is at the end where, like, he's blind. You know, he's blind. Yeah. And the acting...
He channels his...
With the acting by JCVD. And he's just the giant wide eyes.
JCVD.
Yeah, man.
I like how you say that. I've seen... Bloodsport I enjoyed more than Enter the Dragon. I did check out The Raid on your recommendation.
Yeah.
Turned it off.
Fuck off. When did you turn it off? Like
about 40 minutes in.
You're in the meat of it there.
It was too... I'll tell you what it was.
Too much fighting, too much excellent fighting.
It was dubbed. It was the audio was dull.
No, yeah. It's subtitles. No.
Yeah, and then I try the subtitles, and then I'm like, then
I would turn it off if I watched the dub.
Yeah, I watched it.
Doing it wrong.
80% of it, I watched dubbed. I tried to go back to subtitles, and then I'm like, this is no better.
It's way better.
Yeah, but I have to look at the screen the whole time. I can't look down at me.
You have subtitles on for everything.
I can't look down at me dinner. Yeah, but you know what I mean?
Your fucking dinner.
You, it's always about the dinner with you. Anyway, but that's all I've got. Oh, very quickly. Six Underground starring Ryan Reynolds. Book absolute off. Dog shit.
Yeah.
Turned off after 10 minutes.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm delighted.
Yeah.
One last film I want to talk about is...
We promise we'll get to The Simpsons.
We got a lot to catch up on, folks.
Yeah, we haven't seen each other in a month.
Yeah, what a month. But last film I want to talk about is Parasite.
Okay.
It is
won
the Palme d'Or at Cannes. I know that's an immediate turn off for you, but it is by the director of Snowpiercer.
I don't know what that means.
You've watched that film. The one on the train going around the world. The class warfare, people at the back of the train trying to fight themselves the way up to the top.
I haven't seen that.
We've talked about it on a podcast. Chris Evans is in it.
I haven't seen that movie.
Terry,
I haven't seen that movie.
You have seen that movie. Essentially, they say they can't get off the train. It's like the last place civilization are on Earth because everything is frozen outside. So the train is constantly moving.
Sounds like a great idea.
You watched it. You watched this film. We've talked about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure we're thinking of something else?
No, 100%. Ed Harris is the train conductor.
Oh, amazing. I can't wait to see this movie.
I think it's on Netflix.
Oh.
Watch it. It's fucking deadly.
Brilliant.
But he also did Okja, which is also on Netflix. You didn't watch?
Okja?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No. Is it a kung fu movie?
No, not at all. But this one is not. Parasite is... Mm. It's a Korean film.
Okay.
And I have to say,
all right, you're losing me.
I'm a big fan of Korean cinema. Mm-hmm. Like something like Old Boy is amazing.
Yeah, I liked Old Boy back in the day.
Still there, man.
Yeah.
Still there.
Wouldn't watch it.
Did you ever see Train to Busan?
No.
I think that's on Netflix as well. It's a Korean zombie film, and it's fucking deadly.
Ooh.
Again, where they're on a train, and there's a zombie outbreak, so it's kind of...
They're
stuck on the train.
Yeah.
And a load of zombies on it as well.
Okay.
Brilliant.
But
this one, and we're saying it's going to be like Best Picture frontrunner. I think he won something at the Golden Globes the other day.
What's it called again?
Parasite.
Okay.
It's about a family of four who kind of live in a small apartment together. It's like a sub-basement apartment. So like you can look up out the window and you see people walking by, you see their feet walking by, whatever.
Yeah.
And essentially, the son gets a job as an English tutor for this really rich family. Like, they're all really poor. And what they do one by one is con their way into taking jobs in the family. Mm-hmm. So, like, the sister cons her way into being, like, an art teacher. The dad, the driver for the husband, the mom, whatever. And then it kind of takes a really dark turn halfway through it where it's like, you cannot guess where it's going. And
I like movies like that.
And it's like 2 hours, which, you know.
Okay, it's fine.
No.
2 hours is fine.
But what's fucking great about it is it does not feel specific to Korea. Like, it feels like there's people like this all around the world. Like, you know, and it's like, it does such a great job of showing the disparity between the upper class and the lower class, and how there's not really that much if you boil it down. They talk about it in there. It's like rich people are the same as poor people, except rich people have the crinkles ironed out of them, or, you know, the creases ironed out of them, because everything is so easy for them and they have such a thing of privilege, whereas the other people are like have to scrap for everything. Or like the fact that it's like, it's a con artist movie, but the con artist movie is like, I want to work for you.
Right.
You know, I couldn't get this job normally. And I have to con my way into it. Like,
is it subtitled or
yes,
is it dubbed?
It's subtitled.
Right.
I hope you can't get it dubbed because
I haven't seen a dubbed movie in ages.
Like, hell, I can't believe you ruined the raid like that. But
the movie.
It up there.
Oh my god!
That's
I'm
not
so
well.
Sorry. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Any chance you didn't hear that?
I would say it's up there with one of the best films I've seen this year, maybe the past 5 years. Like,
see, okay, well, that's big claim. Because yeah. I noticed, because like last year, or well, like a month ago, but last year you were like, you were saying something about some movie that's like, I think it's probably the best movie I've seen this year, and I remember
Knives Out.
No,
yeah, it's fucking deadly.
And I remember thinking, like, I think I've seen like 3 movies this year, and they were from like 1996 yeah. or something. I was like Jason,
I
really
make it my.
How many movies do you watch a month? Any new movie?
No. How many days in a month? 30.
Okay. So out of 30 days, how many movies do you watch, and how many of those have you seen before?
It'd be easier for me to tell you how many new movies.
Just give me a metric.
New movies I'd watch a month.
Yeah,
fine. I would say if there's 30 days in a month, maybe 15.
15?
Maybe 15.
15 a month? Maybe. Every 2 days you watch a new movie.
But I might watch 2 in one day.
It's exhausting.
Maybe 15. 15 might be a push.
What? I wouldn't. I haven't watched 15 movies in the last 15 years of brand new movies.
I'm not saying they might be brand new in terms of
you haven't seen them.
Yeah,
yeah. And then, would you have more that you have seen? Like, do you regularly watch movies that you've seen already?
Well, it depends. At this stage, I'm always trying to see something that I haven't seen. Right. But like, say for example, last night I couldn't pick something to watch. Watched Silence of the Lambs yesterday evening, and then I started to watch Looper last night, and I was kind of falling asleep. Oh, it's on Netflix. Very good. Yeah. Ryan Johnson, time travel assassin movie.
I'm not a big Joseph Gordon-Levitt fan.
He's good. Kind of looks like.
Why don't I like him? Well, yeah. Tell me why I don't like him.
I don't know.
Is he just a smug little
little snot boy? I'd like to. Anyway, that's pretty much two, 3 weeks. Parasite, excellent. If you get a chance, go see it. You will not regret it.
You're talking to the people.
Yeah,
and
you're
not
going to see it.
Because I'm not going to go see it.
But I will tell you the link to where to watch all this stuff.
When Terry gives it to me privately, I will post it publicly.
That's fine. As long as it's not my voice saying it.
If I may, we got a question, Terry.
Ooh. How many minutes are we into this?
I don't.
Like 40 already?
Hold on a second. Let me check the screen. Jesus Christ. Okay, let's get into this. Yeah. I have a question. It's from a fan of the show, and it's another family member.
Yeah,
it's from Omar, my cousin. He says, "Hey guys, big fan of the show, a long time listener, first time texter. Ha ha. Anyway, hey Andrew, remember when you used to support Jesse?"
Yes!
I was 12, all right. Also, what is your most used Simpsons quote in real life situations? Mine is this, and then it's a link to, "Hey, Fatty, I got a movie for you. A fridge too far."
Omar, if I must say, that is terribly hurtful to whoever you're calling Fatty.
So what would be your most used Simpsons quote in real life?
God.
Tough one.
Yeah, it really is.
There's literally
hundreds.
Yeah, like I would literally, I would say if I was to actually take a transcript of any day, there'd be at least 30 Simpsons like phrases.
Do you have maybe a favorite one?
I'm a huge fan of the. In fact, I didn't even give you my coat. Like, I just think that's,
who would you say that to? Like,
I don't know.
That's really the favorite one that you use.
That I would use. I can't think on the spot. Dead air.
See, you know. I use so many oftentimes, and then Faye would just.
I forget that it's from The
like,
Simpsons.
Faye would just look at me and like, it's from The Simpsons.
I'll tell you a line that I've been using all month, and it gets a laugh from Kerry every time. I'm always like. That Troy McClure, if you can't find aluminum stuccolette, use carbon fiber stuccolette. I only keep doing it because it keeps getting a laugh every time. Because it's like we're going through the whole renovation process, and like that's just how I feel.
I actually can't think of any off the top of my head. My favorite one that I would use. No, I'd like
it's hard to think.
Yeah,
of
it's very, very hard to narrow.
Terrible down. Question. Yeah.
Surprise me in rehearsal, Andy.
But no, seriously, thank you for the question. We haven't had a question in ages.
Yes, we love the question. I'm going to think of something before the end of the episode, or maybe next week's episode. So you got to listen to that
Stay
one too.
For that.
Until you do it, Andy.
But dare I say it, Terry? Can we please talk about The Simpsons 3/4 of an hour in?
Yes. So.
What episode are we talking about today, Terry?
We are talking about... Jesus. Will you put that on fucking silent?
Don't!
Unbelievable!
I'm getting... Okay. And the house is on fire. I'll just put that on silent.
We're talking season 6, episode 6, Treehouse of Horror... Treehouse of Horror 5, or V.
Does it bug you that...
You bug.
Does it bug you that the Treehouse of Horrors are always one behind the season? That bugs me too.
Yeah, I'm like, season 6.
Yeah,
you know?
So it should be 6.
Yeah.
Like you said, it is the... 6th episode of the 6th season. It aired on October 30th, 1994. I think this is the first Treehouse of Horror that we haven't really done around Halloween time.
No. Halloween in January, though, is, you know, it's a new
that's
trend.
Something. That's
yeah.
something. And it... what I thought was interesting is that David Merkin, the showrunner, deliberately placed more graphic violence in the episode due to complaints about excessive violence in the show.
And like we talked about earlier,
like
the
itchy and scratchy
man. Like they're really like
sticking it to them,
strutting their stuff, aren't they? Like
it's like they're really, it's almost like aggressively, like you know, combating the censors. The episode marked the end of the tradition featuring humorous tombstones in the title sequence.
This is the last one?
This is the last one. Wow. It just, there was a tombstone that just read "amusing tombstones," if you recall.
Oh, that's there. So it's the end. They're dead.
And that was it. There's no more after that.
It said R.I.P. Amusing tombstones, and the next one had R.I.P.
Oh, didn't even see
and
that.
And then Mo popped down.
And this was also the first time that they stopped doing the sort of wraparound segments where they're telling a story that lead in just to focus on. Yeah. I like the fact that they're cutting the fat off this. They're not going for the. They're not wasting time thinking of jokes for tombstones. They're not wasting the time thinking of a little backing story. It's just, you know, jokes. Obviously, The Shining was inspired by The Shining.
Yes.
Which has been hugely acclaimed in
start again. Take the mashed potatoes out of your mouth.
Hugely acclaimed. I can't talk. Yeah. From in Treehouse of Horror episodes, it's the best one. A lot of people are saying.
Oh, The Shining.
I can't talk. they're saying it's the best one, or up there with like best parody that they've ever done, and all that. Jesus Christ. And
I got chocolate everywhere.
It got a Nielsen rating of 12.2 back in the big leagues.
Oh, that is big.
And it equates to 11.6 million. Did you really get chocolate everywhere?
Yeah.
I was asked after the last podcast to come in and clean up a bunch of peanut crumbs off the floor. You and these peanuts.
No, I got chocolate on, never mind. On my clothes and brand new treads.
And anyway, the episode has been ranked very highly in a whole bunch of publications as far as like the best Treehouse of Horror, one of the best Simpsons episodes.
Everything seems to be a fucking best Simpsons episode according to your research.
Listen, I do extensive Wikipedia research, all right? Don't blame me. Blame Wikipedia. Interestingly, I didn't even notice it until I was researching that Homer isn't even in the third segment. He's not in the third one at all.
Well, the very end.
Yeah. Okay, well, fine. You know. Why don't we just get into the episode?
Yeah, okay.
I don't have any other
interesting
facts.
No, not me either. Really? Let me just blah, blah, blah. Nah.
What you got?
You got everything I had, you had. I like the opening, though. At least we're sticking with, you know, the warning of the...
I did like that.
It's interesting. Well, I say interesting, but like, there's not a load of meat on these three vignettes. I know it's the last couple of ones we've done as well. We kind of get through the plot very quickly because, you know, they're three short stories.
5 minutes long.
Yeah. So, but I did appreciate this bit at the start, and I actually kind of, I was like, what's going on? When it cut to. What did they say?
The sound wave thing.
200 miles to Oregon.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Like, what's got? I don't remember that bit at
all. Yeah, you know, but then I always remember the, you know, the sound wave thing. As you can tell, whenever we
that's what I was saying test to Kerry, the levels. I was watching it. I was like, every time, I was like, this is what Terry does every time I say, test the levels.
But
on
I
the
like
mic.
Homer's like, bloop, 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 bloop.
Yeah. But I remember kind of having that same fascination when I seen my own voice in sound wave form,
yeah,
like on Audacity or on whatever. I'm like, oh look,
there it is, yeah, there's the spikes.
Yeah.
So the first one we get into really is The Shinning, as mm-hmm. the aforementioned The Shinning. What I love about it already is the music,
yeah,
and the animation is like, it's, they're doing a really good job of recreating.
Yeah, especially towards the end of it, like yeah, it's really good.
But you know,
it's that sort of like, ding!
Yeah. Homer, you know, it's a long trip, but we're almost there. And then he forgot to lock the front door, so that was Tuesday, and then it cuts to Wednesday.
I love that.
Two long trips, and we're almost there.
When you lock the front door, did you remember to lock the back door?
It's like, I feel like saying to Marge, like, "Fuck's sake, remind me when we're leaving." Like, and then like that, it's like Thursday, it's only the five of them in the car, because it was,
and the fact that it cuts back to them that, and like they're all frowning, yeah, like, Homer especially, yeah, just like, this fucking trip,
we left grandpa back at the gas station,
silence, yeah, is just so, yeah, funny, like.
But even Marge is just like exhausted or fed up. Burns a bit weird in this episode.
It's almost like it's not Mr. Burns. Yeah, it's like, it's, he's just playing the role.
Like, who do we need? But like, let's not give many of the characteristics.
Yeah.
Some of the characteristics, but like.
They arrive and he's like.
Sea monkeys.
The sea monkeys I ordered have arrived. Look at them cavort and caper.
Like, Smithers, like, they're the new winter caretakers for the line. It's like, yes, they work hard and they play hard. What?
Like, okay. Yeah.
Burns is basically going on, giving the old spiel about The Shining, and
it was built on an ancient Indian burial ground. It was the setting of satanic rituals, witch burnings, and five John Denver Christmas specials.
All right, leave. You know,
have you listened to John Denver much?
Yeah, isn't he Wichita lineman?
Oh, it's Glenn Campbell, my Ooh. Friend.
He's same. Wheelhouse.
It's the same. I probably would. If I didn't know that song so well, I would have just said, yeah, I think so, yeah.
I've heard some John Denver. I think Country Roads.
Oh, yeah.
Is John Denver. Like, yeah.
I like Country Roads. That's better.
To the place.
All I think of is Dwight and Andy in The Office.
West Virginia.
You have to stop.
You get the iconic blood shot, you know, from the.
Oh, yeah.
The Shining.
Third. Usually the blood gets off at the second floor.
And then you get Bart and Willie. Bart just being a little shit with a chainsaw through the hedge maze.
I was in one of those mazes down at Wexford like a couple of months ago. Couldn't get out of it. And like,
help!
It was so fucking narrow. Like, you're going through it like sideways, like you're squeezing in between.
How did you get out?
Eventually, I think we found it. But it was like, it took me forever.
Been dead so for many 10 years.
Dead ends. I was like, I was jumping up to try and look around. Trying not to freak the kid out.
So Willie has The Shinning,
mm-hmm.
not The Shining. Do you want to get sued? If your dad goes gaga, just use that shin of yours to call me, and I'll come running.
But don't be reading my mind between 4 and 5. That's Willie's time.
What is Willie doing in that time?
Masturbating.
Jerking, yeah.
Of course he is. What else is
4 and 5 is such a weird time.
So I was thinking at the time, is that PM or AM?
PM, I assumed, like.
4 PM is a very weird 4 time.
4 AM is a weirder time, like.
No, 4 AM is a weird time. You can see someone doing that at 4 AM. But 4 PM,
well, say he's like getting shift change, like, you know, if he's finished Uwe. Up.
Am I right?
No.
Uwe, okay.
Anyway, Burns has cut off the cable TV and he's taking all the beers so that he can ensure an honest winter's work out of those low lives.
I like just
low lives, like
the low lives. Yeah. I like the fact that Smith is just flat, is like. Hits the nail on the head. It's like, did you ever think that maybe it was doing this that caused all the previous caretakers to go insane and murder their families?
I did like that, where it was like, yeah, I'll tell you what, if, you know, we come back and everyone's slaughtered, I owe you a Coke.
I owe you a Coke.
Yeah. And they really sort of leather into it then now, like, when it's just like, Cable's out, no beer. And then
they did apparently the when he goes to the fridge and he's like, not a drop in the house.
Yeah.
That's apparently like a Wallace and Gromit
really
reference. Yeah, it was like when it was like the same camera angle or whatever, like when Wallace opens the fridge and he's like, not a drop in the house or something.
What's
like that.
What's that supposed to be? Tea? Milk?
I can't remember what it was. Cheese or milk or whatever.
I tell you, I caught the wrong trousers over Christmas.
Yeah.
Fucking still amazing. Still brilliant. Like,
I tell you, I did.
Still as good. Gromit!
it's just Gromit's face, oh, right? Dear, just Gromit. Like,
like, he's like, walk up the side of the.
Oh, yeah.
Like, help! Gromit! Gromit! Oh! The good go.
You know what I was watching loads? I got Joni into it. Mr. Bean.
Oh, yeah.
The original.
Yeah.
And I hadn't seen it. Oh, and I forgot what a fucking prick Mr. Bean is. Yeah. Like, he's just genuinely like.
Jerk to everybody. Like,
he's doing the test and he's like, I'm focusing on calculus mainly. Oh, I believe they focused on calculus last year. Like, he goes back to his thing. What a prick. Anyway.
I loved that as a kid. And I was like. So Saturday night, was it the used to be on, or Sunday night? And just yeah. When you saw that, like, oh,
yeah.
Homer basically says, you know, he goes a bit crazy. So he's going to check out the axe collection. And then he is in the lodge bar.
Oh, yeah.
And I do like the fact that, of course, they chose Moe.
Yeah.
To be the bartender.
Brilliant.
So, what'll it be, Homer?
Mo, give me a beer.
No, not unless you kill your family.
Why should I kill my family?
They'd be much happier as ghosts.
You don't look so happy.
Oh, I'm happy. I'm very happy. La 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 la. See? Now waste your family, I'll give you a beer.
I noticed that your Twitter header is this very scene from the show.
Oh, I love it. That's what I want. When I get my own... Yeah. Room in whenever I get my house.
Yeah.
That's going on a frame.
Oh, very nice. Yeah.
Always liked you, Jeeves.
That exact picture? Like yeah. Yeah.
I just love the face on it. I got a book of, like, it's Faye got it for me. It's kind of like one of those art books.
Oh, yeah.
She got it for me years ago. It's like Moments That Made the Movies. So it's like.
She knows her audience, and yeah.
I pointed out one day, but it's a big fucking thick thing. There's some glossy pictures in it. And it basically has the picture of the film and then talks about the history of the film. But that one there, I was just seeing it in like
nice.
Giant glossy picture. I was like, man, that's fucking brilliant. Deadly. Like, yeah.
I meant to say, I watched that thing that you sent me today.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, oh, I did.
Okay. Oh, that's halt everything. Brilliant. So this is what I've been obsessed with.
Okay.
Well, I've watched it like 10 times.
Okay. Okay.
So, what we're talking about here is John Mulaney and the Sack Lunch Bunch.
Let me just preface this. Terry sent me something, and like he sent me something like about an hour and a half before we were recording.
No, it was like whatever. I said it at like half two.
Half
like,
two, fine. Yeah, after
yeah.
Lunch.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Do me a favor and watch the last 13 minutes of this."
You can't find
like, 13 minutes.
You can't find 13 minutes.
Not what? Not during work.
Go to the bathroom.
They'd suspect something in there.
What?
I don't know. I don't want to be. There's people around.
All right. Okay.
You
telling me you're stuck at your desk for the whole of your day?
No, but 13 minutes is a bit long. Because there's people who sit at that reception desk. I don't want them to think I'm doing a big long shit in there.
Well, that's your only natural.
I know. But anyway.
Anyway.
I did watch it. I was at my desk.
What did you make of it?
See, now this is why I was reluctant to even bring it up. Because I had no context for what it was. I was watching it and I was like, I didn't like it.
Why not?
Because I was like, what the fuck am I watching? Like?
So what it is Jake Gyllenhaal, I assume it was the Jake Gyllenhaal yeah. part you watched. Yeah. They have like a special guest at the end and it's Jake Gyllenhaal as Mr. Music.
Yeah.
And it's just him being insane and dancing around and singing. For a good 10 minutes,
yeah.
And I'm obsessed with it. Just the way he is dressed, everything.
I like how he's dressed. I'll give you that.
You pull it out.
I hadn't seen the previous hour.
He's nothing to do with the previous hour. It's
but I didn't know the tone of the.
It's supposed to be like Sesame Street. You know?
Yeah,
it's his John Mulaney's version of Sesame Street, and just see what I love about it is he gets an A-list megastar,
yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal, and like just. gets it. He's on board. He's going to be
mental. I like when A-listers fully commit to some mental role. Yeah. But this one was just, I was like, what?
Like music.
And I knew when I was watching it, I was like, I don't like this. And Terry's not going to like that.
I think you need to watch it again. Or do it again. It's fucking
And I was
brilliant.
Thinking, you know what? When I first turned it on, I was going to text you. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to watch it because I'm going to watch the whole thing. And then it was on for like another 5 seconds, and I was like, I'll watch the thing. I'm not watching this.
I watched the show. I liked the show. I kind of fell asleep watching it on Christmas Eve night. No, like 1 a.m. I was up with the baby.
Right.
And I woke up just as I knew Jake Gyllenhaal was in it at some point, and I woke up just as he showed up and was dancing around. The more you watch it, you see the more layers to his performance, because at the start when he's dancing around, I was like, oh yeah, he's into it. And he's like, no, he's like looking around, really unsure of himself, like what he's doing.
I like whatever. I had an exhale or two out my nostrils, but that's about it.
He's like, give me the boom mic, just work with me.
Oh, damn it.
And basically he is trying to make music with everyday objects. He keeps picking,
probably should have explained this at the start.
He keeps picking, like he's like tapping a pen on some paper, or like throwing a shirt into a laundry
that you can make music with anything.
But he keeps picking stuff that has very little sound, and slowly he's losing his mind.
I like Jake Gyllenhaal
tap dancing on a bed.
I like Jake Gyllenhaal, but I was in work.
Everybody sing, cast and crew. Some reason he has like, I don't know what accent it is.
I don't even know what that is.
But it's
get up. It's very Sergeant Peppery.
Absolutely.
It was a no from me. But
go watch it. Andy has no. So
well, that's extreme.
Well, sir, you might be correct, but you don't have to say it.
You don't have to tell them.
Anyway,
back to
The Simpsons.
Yes.
So we get the iconic scene from The Shining where Marge creeps in and she sees the typewriter. And I have to say, they do such a good job in terms of, you know, it's
the look of it. Like,
when it's like she walks in, it's, you know, the lightning, and it's like, oh. Instead of all work and no play makes Jack a doughboy, it's like feeling fine.
Yeah.
What a relief. And then it's like everywhere on the walls, like, and her like scream, like,
really. Plus, I like the fact that when she goes in, she's like, what he's typed will be a window into his madness. And then when she sees feeling fine, she's like, oh, that's a relief. And then she sees the rest, like, this is less encouraging.
Homer is doing a really good job as well. He's like, so what do you think, Marge?
Yeah.
All I need is a title. It's like, he's doing a really, channeling his Jack Nicholson. Like,
yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Plus, that's a line, speaking of an everyday line.
Don't mind if I do.
Yeah. I say that all the time. my favorite of those was the...
And then they're going up the stairs. I love this, because I say this to Faye all the time.
Give me that.
No, like in The Shining, where it's like, Faye, darling, light of my life. When he's like going up.
Does she know that that's from The Shining?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because I think it was after we went to see it in the cinema together, I started saying it to her. But like this version of it here, it's like, give me the bat, Marge. Give me the bat.
Like he really is going like crazy.
But like his face is stretching all over the place. Like, something about the way they animate these Halloween specials. It seems different. Like,
it does,
You know?
Especially this one.
And then he catches reflection and falls down the stairs unconscious. I like how Marge, when she puts him in the cold storage room, she's like, oh, chili be good for dinner.
And like the way Marge like takes everything in her stride, like she's just like, are you staying here until you're not insane anymore? And like, oh, chili be good. Like, plus the way she can lug like 250 pounds or whatever he is.
239 and he's feeling fine.
Just lugs him in and gets on with a night.
It's Mo. Look, some of the ghouls and I are a little concerned the project isn't moving forward.
Can't murder now. Eating.
Oh, crying out loud. What?
No!
Think, the next bit where Mo... It's like, the fact that you can just hear it through the door, it's like, it's Mo. Look, some of the ghouls and I are a little concerned the project isn't moving forward.
And I like how it's like Dracula, the Wolfman, the Mummy, Freddy Krueger, Jason, like, they're every just horror film.
Drag him out.
Yeah. And then you get Homer. I this is a great.
The animation's great.
Yeah. It's three great gags. Like, here's Johnny. And it's like empty. And it's like, David Letterman. It's like grandpa, like, hi, David. I'm Graham. And he's there in his coat. Somehow he's made his own way up to the lodge. Like, and then this used to be, I don't know who, I used to have, when people rang on my phone, it would have a picture that would come up. You used to be that one of like the lard lad looking in the door. But I don't know who it was that had this, but it was Homer with the stopwatch.
Oh, right.
I fucking love that like animation there.
Brilliant.
What is he? I'm Mike Wallace. I'm Morty Safer and I'm Ed Bradley. All this and Andy Rooney tonight on 60 Minutes. Finally, he's got them.
Yeah. And then, so yeah, Marge. This is vintage Chief Wiggum as well. It's like, she's like, this is Marge Simpson. My husband is on a murderous rampage. Over.
Oh, well, thank God that's over. I was worried there for a second.
Just turns off the radio. No more communication needed.
Bart is using his shinning.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously
not between 4 and 5.
Yes. Willie, though, I like that where he's like, the little fat boy and his family.
I remember actually laughing loads at that when I was a kid. Like, so it was the first time I'd actually heard
it. I never remember it. Like, there's so much stuff about Bart being a little fatso.
Yeah,
in these ones, and like it's only as we're going through them again, I'm like, oh, yeah, he's a little
realize it was actually mentioned. Yeah,
and Willie shows up and he gets an axe straight in his back.
Weird. So graphic.
Yeah, like. It's really weird though. It's like, is that the best you can do? And then like collapses. Like,
oh yeah.
Homer is chasing up, but like we talk about like the music.
Yeah,
it's so it's
very
good.
Shiny.
Yeah. And then he's about to kill, but it's full on like horror.
Yeah,
like there's very little jokes towards the end.
Yeah,
here, where it's just Homer is trying to kill.
He's
his
just
family.
Trying to kill them because there's no TV and no beer.
And it comes very close to doing it until they find the miniature TV that Willie has dropped in the snow. Like
would they? If that was just an episode of The Simpsons, like would they forgive him afterwards?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Oh like, well, you know what he's like with no beer and no TV.
And then you get the iconic image from The Shining.
Ding.
Because
the face.
They all sit down in the snow together.
That really, I remember, I only seen The Shining like
so
4 or 5 years ago
so
for
good.
The first time. And when that scene popped up, I was a bit like, you know, because it's like, the face is so fucking.
I remember watching it about like 13 or 14. And like my mom and dad were out in the house. And like Laura and my sister and one of her friends were like, they're either upstairs or like sitting on the stairs on the phone or something like that. I remember like having to like leave the room because I was sitting there watching this horror film on my own, and like it's so weird, and it's like like the scene with the bathtub lady, like
oh yeah the first time I'd ever seen a naked lady. Explained so much.
But like I don't know, like I had to like get up and leave there and then just like hang around the hallway just to be around other people, like because it was so unnerving. Like,
oh man, I forgot about that bad scene.
Yeah,
that was very
plenty
personal.
Of that in Doctor Sleep. Let me tell you, that lady features quite heavily. So then, his urge to kill is
fading,
rising, fading, gone. And you get like that shot. And then they're frozen. And
they're all frozen, yeah.
Live from Broadway, it's the Tony Awards with your hosts, Tyne Daly and Hal Linden.
I don't know who they are.
Me neither.
No.
But I know Chorus Line.
Chorus Line?
Chorus Line of people dancing in the... Anyway, that's the first one over.
Okay.
Second segment is called Time and Punishment.
Big fan.
Oh, already?
Big fan of this one.
Homer's saying,
I've had my share of troubles, but sitting here now with you and the kids in our cozy home in this beautiful free country, it just makes me feel that I'm really a lucky guy.
Dad, your hand is jammed in the toaster!
What?
Dad!
Dad, your hand's in the toaster. Like,
I love it. Like when does Homer ever say this?
Yeah,
it's like he's finally
I'm so happy,
like,
with my life.
You kid, yeah, he's finally happy. It's like your hand is in the toaster.
So Homer decides he's gonna fix it With the right tools.
Apparently, Matt Groening wanted it to be him to time travel just by jamming his hand in the toaster, but all the other writers said no.
But that doesn't make any sense.
I know. Yeah. I think Matt Groening is the luckiest son of a bitch that ever lived. That's what I think.
Anyway. He creates a new toaster with whatever.
I don't even know.
I was like, I had in my head that it was plutonium, but like he's done some
bunch of like lights and
bulbs,
and buttons, and
he pops the bread. I do like the fact that he keeps having to pop the bread in.
Yeah.
And that's what sends him back in time.
Plus, he's like, this shouldn't be too hard to fix with the right tools. Yeah. Like, just bashes a rock against it. Like.
So he starts going through time.
Takes her for a test toast.
Yeah. Look at that. Just, and I love, like, the...
I don't get the line, I'm the first non-Brazilian person.
Me neither.
And that was changed to, I'm the first non... some. I can't remember what it was. But they changed it to non-Brazilian person.
Right.
It was obviously for a reason, but I don't get the reference.
But I did like Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
Yeah. That's right, Mr. Peabody.
Quiet, you. and then...
He goes back in time when dinosaurs weren't just confined to zoos.
Jurassic Park?
Yes.
So I did like this where Homer said, remember the advice your father gave you on your wedding day.
So good.
Don't panic. Remember the advice your father gave you on your wedding day. If you ever travel back in time, don't step on anything, because even the tiniest change can alter the future in ways you can't imagine.
I like the look of Abe and all.
Like, I just love to think of him delivering this, like,
before he goes down the aisle or whatever that is.
Like, at a time when Homer's like, what are you talking about?
If you ever travel back in time, don't step on anything, because even the tiniest change can alter the future in ways you can't imagine. Like,
I love
thanks,
that.
Dad.
Like, why would he be saying it at that moment?
And then a mosquito flies in.
Stupid bug. Straight away. Like,
you go squish now.
He was just saying, as long as I don't touch anything and stay perfectly still, and immediately, stupid bug.
So he thinks, I couldn't change anything. Goes back, and nothing has changed.
Mm-hmm.
Or so we think.
I love the way the floor morphs into the screen. Yeah. Hey, ho, slaverinos.
I love the look on their face where they're like, okay, okay. Yeah, like the four smiles. Yeah. And Homer, what the hell is a geek Flanders doing on TV?
No, I see by the big board. Hello.
The big board is just such an interesting concept to me. Like, he's sitting on his throne, I guess, and it's like, Reen education.
I didn't even get that. Reen education.
No?
Yeah. So Flanders is the unquestioned lord and master of the world.
So they basically, the house gets taken away by whatever that thing is. And so then it's kind of weird that they're sitting in the chairs. It looks so painful with the hooks.
Yeah.
In the
giant smiles.
Like, let's see some big smiles. Mm-hmm. And Homer just, like, you see the gums are so unsettling looking.
Yeah.
Homer just like, what the hell are you looking at?
Yeah.
And then he said, now, in case all that smiling doesn't cheer you up, here's one thing that never fails. A nice glass of warm milk, a little nap, and a total frontal lobotomy.
Mo, I love Mo here. It's like,
it's not so bad, Homer. They go into your nose and they let you keep the piece of brain they cut out. Look. Ooh, hello. Hello there. Who's that big man there? Who's that?
It's like,
so having, like, you'd say to a pet.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah. It's like having a cat. Like, who's that?
Who's that big man there?
And
Marge. I love the way Marge goes.
Bless.
With like saliva all on their face. Very unnerving.
Very dark.
Love this joke though. Homer runs off.
And Flanders is frowning at him.
No, just the dogs I said on him.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Wait a minute. He's like, I have an idea. He pulls out the wieners. And he eats them instead of throwing them at the dogs.
Fact that it works as well. It's like, these wieners give me the power I need, the energy
quick
I need.
Energy I need.
I like the whole time he's running, like, on all the screens, Flanders is just like frowning, watching him run.
And then he goes back in time again and he a Tyrannosaurus Rex almost gets him, but he runs away. Mustn't crush, mustn't kill.
Oh, yeah.
Made it.
And then, it's such a splat on that fish. Like,
oh, I wish I hadn't killed that fish. Love it. It's such a weird fish as well.
Yeah. Like,
and
I think it's like, is that supposed to be like the fish that's like,
becomes like man.
Evolution? Yeah.
Homer goes back to the present and it's...
He's like tiny.
They're all giants. Bart and Lisa.
But like, why would they want to kill?
Why was their house there? Like,
yeah.
But like, I love how Lisa's voice in this, like, where Bart's like, that bug looks like that. Let's kill it. And she's like, yeah.
Okay.
Why?
Yeah. So he goes right back and back to the land of dinosaurs and sneezes on
a T-Rex. It. It's just a domino effect, like
the birds falling out of the sky and everything. Like this is gonna cost me.
And then when he comes back, it's like the richest house, and it's everything he could want.
This breaks my heart.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so frustrated watching it. Where it's like
every time I watch it, I'm like,
are we taking the new Lexus to Aunt Patty's and Aunt Selma's funeral?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, fabulous house. Well, they have kids. Sister-in-law's dead. Luxury sedan.
Yeah. I hit the jackpot. Would you kindly pass me a donut?
What's a donut?
It's just like screams runs back. It's like, it's raining.
Yeah. Just hang on.
Just give me 2 seconds. Yeah. Like. I notice it looks very much... Their kitchen or their house reminded me of the Young
Scorpio.
Move twice.
Yeah. I thought that myself. All right, like,
but was
pops back upstairs again. Then and it's Willy.
You're still not in your own world, Homer. I can get you home, but you have to do exactly as I.
This is indeed a disturbing universe.
Obviously, it's the trend of the episode is Willy being the one that knows what's going on and everyone. But how is it, like, the thing is, like, how are you going to get him home? Like, I know exactly how to get you home. And then Maggie just kills him.
And then James Earl Jones.
This is indeed a disturbing universe.
That's a joke me and Kerry use all the time.
My voice is going, folks. I'm sorry.
Unbelievable.
I like when he goes back this time. He's like, don't touch anything. I'll touch whatever I feel like.
And then,
it's just change after change after change.
It's so quick fire, the second one. And then Kang and Kodos, where he's like, totally unprepared for the effects of time travel. And they laugh for so long. Like, ah!
And then it turns into Sherman, Mr. Peabody. It's like, what happened to us, Kodos?
Quiet, you. And then, so he finally gets back and, you know, he's like, what color is the sky? What of donuts?
What?
The sky is blue, donuts are plentiful, and Friday is TGIF night in ABC. Now, if that was you, and you were there, and they were eating their dinner with lizard tongues,
I'd go again.
And he's like, close enough.
I'd roll the dice again.
Yeah, but that's like if we're picking fucking random teams on FIFA. Like, you get like...
If I had unlimited randoms.
You get like Southampton and you're on your last pick in the Premier League. Would you go again?
But he has unlimited picks.
Yeah, but it could get way worse. You don't know how close...
It could get way better, man.
Touché.
We go on to our last segment.
Yes.
Nightmare Cafeteria. So, Bart wants everybody in their class to turn the desks backward before Miss Krabappel comes in.
And everyone's like, yeah.
And then it's just him.
He's there, like, with his hands behind his back, so smug. Like,
he gets sent down to detention. But... The tension is overcrowded.
So he's serving his time in the cafeteria.
Yeah. I like the kid that's pressed up against, like, oxygen running out.
You should have thought of that before you made that paper airplane.
So there is, basically Bart gets seated in the cafeteria beside Jimbo. Skinner is basically...
I love Skinner. I just love him.
It's overcrowding and the tension is becoming critical. It's a powder keg waiting to go off. An explosion of unacceptable behaviour.
Tara's like, don't bitch to me, boss.
Don't
man.
Don't bitch to me, boss man.
Thanks to the latest budget cuts, I'm using grade F meat.
Yeah.
That line is apparently from one of the writers was saying, like, his it was a story that his cousin told him, where he once seen on something grade C meat fit for human consumption.
Oh God!
So they used a version of it in the episode.
So Skinner wonders, wouldn't it be wonderful if some sort of common solution to both of our problems?
That would be great.
I love Jimbo. Hey Bart, watch this.
She trips up Jimbo, or he trips up Jimbo and gets
covered. My favorite outfit. And then it's just like Skinner getting real creepy. Like,
I love this episode because Skinner is just pure bad. He's unashamedly bad. You know, he's not the straight laced goody two shoes that he usually is.
Like, bite me, Skinner.
Well, might we?
It's hard for me to clean this giant pot when you keep spilling meat tenderizer all over me. Oh, great! Now I gotta work in the dark.
not assessing the situation at all. Like,
and then Krabappel is saying, this sandwich tastes so young and impotent. What's with the good grub?
And the euphemisms of Skinner in this episode, he's like, remember me telling Jimbo Jones I'd make something of him one day?
Are you saying you killed Jimbo, process his carcass and serve them for lunch?
Taps his nose.
And they're just all in there.
They're all just bad.
Bart wonders where Jimbo is. He should have beaten us up for lunch money an hour ago.
Yeah, and Uder gets another sloppy Jimbo. That's his good night. And Skinner, how dare he? That's your third helping, young man, making you fat and soft and tender. You just cut in line, didn't you? Report to detention.
For how long?
Oh, about 7 minutes a pound ought to do it.
And then the next is like, hey, you go, I got your German grub right here. It's like Uder Bratton.
And then the whole Skinner, like Lisa voices are concerned. And I don't know why, just anytime a character comes out of nowhere to address a concern, I just think that's just funny.
Don't worry, ma'am.
But yeah, Skinner, where he's like,
I've got a gut feeling Uter's around here somewhere. After all, isn't there a little Uter in all of us? In fact, you might say, we just ate Uter and he's in our stomachs right now. Wait, scratch that one.
Scratch that one. And the fact that he doesn't even seem to care that he's given the game away. He's just like, scratch that one.
So Bart and Lisa run to Marge.
Homeless, nowhere to be seen.
Yes. Marge's like, listen, kids, you're 8 and 10 years old. I can't be fighting all your battles for you. You march right back to that school, look them straight in the eye and say, don't eat me.
Okay.
And then I love the animation of like how fat Krabappel looks there.
Like, I know.
And it's like homework is like, eat a stick of butter.
And who's left in the class then? It's Ralph, Lisa, Milhouse,
Bart and Wendell.
And Wendell, yeah.
And his pen, poor little Wendell, like, his pen falls and he's like, detention. Like, take so much pleasure in it. Like,
So Milhouse
notices
it. Of all the people, like, it's not even Bart who does it. It's Milhouse that says, I was thinking any one of us could be next. What do you say we make a break for it?
So the three of them crawl out. They leave Ralph there, I noticed.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Poor Ralph.
Ralph wouldn't leave.
Bart looks into the detention room where they're in cages.
Yeah, Martin.
Pretty morbid. Like,
I mean, like, and Skinner's just there, like assessing them all.
You'll
like,
make yourself tired and stringy. Now to check on the free range children.
I did like that joke.
Yeah, just all outside. And then Doris just appears, like,
it's like, what? All of these, like, subdued, normally subdued characters are just like, just monsters.
Willie shows up.
Hold on, kids. I'm coming to rescue the lot of you. I'm bad at this.
I'm going to enjoy devouring you, Bart Simpson. Yes, I believe I'll start as you've so often suggested by eating your shorts.
Don't worry, guys. Something always comes along to save us. Nevertheless, I remain confident that something will come along and save the two Simpson children.
Milhouse just dies. Like, yeah. And it's so, like, even though you don't see it, it's graphic. Yeah. Because it, like, you've they only seen, cut away at the very last
you've
second.
You've seen the bottom, like, the blade spinning. Yeah. And they have a little trough where all the blood yeah. and guts is going to go, like, to the side. And then the two Simpson kids fall in. But Bart wakes up screaming.
Mm.
It was all a dream.
I'm generally not a fan of that yeah, ending.
Me neither. Well, I think it works here because yeah. you're back with your family now where there's nothing to be afraid of. Except that fog that turns people inside out.
Uh-oh. It's seeping in. Stupid cheap weather stripping.
I love then just how it's like they just flip inside. So bloody. Like.
I was watching this with Carrie. She was like, "It's like this really freaked me out when I was yeah. a kid watching it." Like,
but then I love the end where it's like, one.
One. Yeah.
Chorus line of people dancing till they make a stop. Doodle doodle doodle.
And then
the dancing people.
Well, of course, Willie just shows yeah. up. Because I remember thinking for ages when I first watched it, like, who is that?
I was like, is it grandpa? Is yeah. it like, but I love like, the lyrics are like, just one sniff of that fog and you're inside out.
I don't know the tune. I can't sing along with you.
It's worse than that fishing virus you read about.
Plus, I like the fact that
vital organs, that is what we're dressed in. The family dog is iron, parts, intestine. Happy Halloween.
And it's very dog-like the way Santa's Little Helper is. First, like, he's sort of looking at yeah, it. He's yeah, trying to get yeah. in, and then he just drags Bart off, like... super dark.
Yes. Very good, though.
Very enjoyable. If I'll just sort my notes. Yeah.
Shall we barrel on into ratings?
Please. Terry?
Yeah, Andy?
Let me ask you something, Mr. Sucker.
Yes?
What did you think of it?
I really enjoyed it, I have to say. More aesthetically pleasing than like belly laughs.
Than ha ha.
Yeah, yeah. I was really appreciative of it.
It was well done.
Way better than the last one we did.
Yes.
And like, I know a lot of people say this is their favorite Treehouse of Horror.
Yeah.
My personal favorite is next year's.
Ooh.
Season 7's, I believe.
Is that where Homer goes 3D?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Homer cubed.
Yeah.
Love that one. But anyway, that's actually where I thought.
I did too.
That was the end of The Simpsons as we know it.
Oh, right.
I was like, is Homer just in...
That's that now.
Yeah, Homer's just in the real world now.
Because
like,
the way it sort of ends in that one, he goes
through erotic cakes. Yeah. And I was like,
no more Simpsons.
Is that it?
So...
Again, I wasn't aware of what is canon and what... is, you know, an outlier episode.
I don't know.
Canon.
Look, you're throwing a lot of big words at me right now.
Canon would be like something that would continue the storyline.
Oh, right.
You know, like...
Okay. I don't know the industry terms.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not the point.
Yeah.
This episode.
Very good. I really enjoyed it.
Favorite segment?
Probably the second one. It used to be the shinning, I think. And I enjoyed the third one as well. I think the second one, just because it clips along at a nice little pace. Mm-hmm. I think there's better jokes in it.
Yeah.
I like how there's a lot more physical or like sight gags, I guess, yeah. for like better one.
Yeah.
The first one's not really that funny.
No.
It's just kind of scary. Like.
Yeah.
And the second one, or the third one, is kind of the same. Kind of falls in between the two. I think.
Yeah.
I think the second one is the strongest in terms of jokes.
I'd agree.
Yeah, but great.
Would you have an MVP?
MVP for me is... I think Homer. Yes. I think Homer.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, even though he's not in the last one.
Yeah.
I think he does enough in...
He basically is the second one. Like,
yeah,
so,
and the first one is... I like his Jack Nicholson-isms yeah. in the first one and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'll give it to Homer.
Okay.
What about you?
Well, what's your rating, first of all?
I'll give it... I have this in my head. An 8.1.
Oh, okay. 8.1. That is your second lowest.
Yeah, they're generally lower for me
yeah.
in general, because it's not a cohesive story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's still good. It's still a good episode.
It's something totally different. Like.
Yeah, yeah.
I would be inclined to agree. I will admit, I'm not a huge fan of The Shining one. I think it's very well done, but you know,
yeah,
it's not that funny. I can't fault the, you know, yeah, the only thing I can fault is the lack of laughs in the first.
Yeah,
one.
Like there's a lot of love of, yeah, The Shining in it there. Like,
yeah, you know? I feel like if you didn't see The Shining, I still liked it even before I seen The Shining.
Yeah,
but that'll probably be actually my least favorite of the three of them, The Shining one.
Yeah,
even though it's one of the most critically acclaimed, yeah, of their Treehouse segments. But then so was Last Exit to Springfield.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to be started on that guy.
The second one I thought was great. Big fan of that one. I love the whole gags and seeing what world he's in now, yeah, and all that. I thought that
like
was
the igloo, the pyramid, yeah, or the Sphinx, or whatever, like, you know.
And that whole thing, I thought that was great. And the Flanders thing, yeah, it was great. And I even really liked the last one.
Yeah, me
I
too. Like,
I love how dark it just turns to, like, you know, and bring that big juicy. Is that
the
right one?
That's the zombie one.
God damn it!
I'm the same, because it's Sinister, it's Seymour, so, like, you know, like
why would he, yeah, be like, bring that big juicy chest club,
yeah,
brain?
Because he's a zombie and he wanted to eat Martin's brain. But like, yeah,
that, you know what it is? It's because that's the one that Joni likes to watch.
The zombie one
all the time. The zombie one. It's like, I'm like, I'm be flicking through the Simpsons and I'm like, do you want to watch Simpsons? She's like, yeah, zombie one. Put the zombie one on. And I was like,
God,
really? Okay, well, you know. Yeah. She's like, it's definitely my kid.
Nice parenting. keep on trucking.
My MVP would be, I'd say Homer too.
Yeah. Hi, Dante. What's your rating?
My rating, Terry, would be a 7.8.
Oh,
so the same as last time.
Same as last.
I don't know what the last episode was.
Last episode was Sideshow Bob Roberts.
Yeah.
You're trying to answer the door and there's too much blood on the hand.
So yes, it would be a 7.8. I did enjoy it, but, you know, right in the meaty part of the curve.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That is that.
That's that.
We're back with a bang, the new year. What have we got next week? Or next episode,
Bart's,
should I say. Next week will be a bonus episode.
Is it like Bart's girlfriend or something?
Oh, is it?
I don't know the name of it. Jesus.
It is. It's actually Bart's girlfriend.
Yes!
With special guest star
Meryl Streep.
Yes.
Be still, my... I was going to go extra blue on it, but I'm not. I won't cheat it.
Just use your imagination, people.
Terry, should we get our plugs in?
Sure. Where can they find us?
Everywhere. We Toys can be found everywhere. Facebook, not so much, but we're on there. Yeah. Twitter, we've stepped up our meme game.
Yeah.
As you may
have seen.
So follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at Put It In H Podcast.
You can email us. putinhpod@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Please email us.
Please do.
We love...
I tell you what, we haven't had a review in a while.
Oh, and lads.
And it has kept us out of the high end of the TV and film charts in Ireland.
Lads, come on.
So if you can give us a review, that would be amazing.
We love it, and it helps us get awareness for the pod.
Yes.
Which in turn helps us to bring better content,
exactly,
to you. We can produce the show,
exactly,
more professionally.
What you can also do is help us by signing up to our Patreon.
Yes!
We have numerous tier packages, all with the same benefits right now, but...
I'm telling you, I can't wait to... Probably, hopefully by the end of the month to start digging into,
yes,
some Patreon content.
Yes.
Hopefully it'll be settled enough with the baby and stuff like that. Like, yes, I'll be able to dig into... We haven't decided what it's going to be, but...
Something exciting. I think so.
Yeah.
So yes, if you haven't signed up to Patreon and you would like to, you can find us at patreon.com/putitinh.
Like I say, it'll be...
That would really make our...
You know,
whatever.
Two tiers. I think it is €1 if you want to just give us €1. If you like the sound of our voices.
If you're a decent human being, give us €1.
It'll buy me a Lucozade Citrus Clear Energy. I mean, I'll still have to throw 15 cents towards it. But, you know, it'll defray the cost of that every recording. Or... Yeah. You can go €5, which will give you a member badge.
Yes.
And all access to all our premium content coming. We're talking possibly some video content.
Yes.
Possibly
extra podcasts.
Yeah. Possibly some Put It in H on tour recordings. Yeah.
So
that's,
we haven't forgotten about the people who've signed up for Patreon.
Yes.
We've got stuff in the pipeline.
It's just been a bit of a busy month.
But plus you get the membership
badge. Oh, I'm a member.
Anyway, I feel like I'm coming off a bit desperate here. So I'll leave it there. Thank you very much for listening. It's damn good to be back.
Absolutely. Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you, Terry.
No, I was talking to them.
Okay, well, you don't have to. I'm just going to. Nice.
Think your podcast would be a great fit for advertisers on Podcorn.
What?
Yeah, so go into it and have a look at it tomorrow or whatever. Like, but basically, he's like, if we sign up to them, I don't know if we have to pay them. It's a venture-backed marketplace, connects podcasters with relevant brand sponsors to make money.
I'm going to guess that there's some sort of money that we have to pay.
We could look into it.
I'll look into it for sure.
Todd Gallett, head of partnership.
Fake name.
Caldwell is Caldwell. It's very close.
It's a little too close.
Maybe like it's because it seems like it's probably foreign. It mistook your name. Anyway,
okay, let me see.
Yes. This is my voice
fitting
on TV. Okay. What are those levels like? Okay,
I think we're good. Yeah,
Coolio.
Okay,
are you running order? Right? No, like, what do you got written there?
I have just the list of shit that I've watched.
Oh, excellent.
And how our Christmas went, really.
Oh, okay.
I will be asking you about the baby again. I know you just told me.
Yeah. All right. Hello and welcome to Put It in H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name is Terry.
Oh. My name is Andy.
Son of a bitch. And